creatures. This is Creeping It Real in the Fields. Today, we are going to be talking about Mothman versus, or as like, Jeepers Creepers. Well, Mothman... Sorry about that, guys. Mothman is a cryptid associated with Point Pleasant, West Virginia, from November 1966 to December 1967. A long and large-winged humanoid with glowing red eyes glides without flapping its wings. The legend is tied to the... Legend is tied to the collapse of the Silver Bridge in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Hold the Mothman Museum. Mothman Festival is held every third weekend in September. Mothman sounds very interesting. Although, with glowing red eyes and large wings, I don't know how exactly I would feel about that. November 12, 1966, a group of gravediggers hard at work in Clendenin, West Virginia. They stopped digging and looked up to see a horrendous but massive human figure with wings. It was swinging, flying, and jumping from one tree to the next. By those men, it was described as a huge brown-winged human being. The men were scared despite their job, but they had no idea what to make of it, the winged beast. The legend was born 3 days after that sighting. There was a winged creature about 6 or 7 feet tall standing in front of a car they were in. The witnesses told the local paper at the time that the being was with a 10-foot wingspan with red eyes and a major issue unless it avoided the headlights. Like a deer in headlights, I'm assuming. How deer stop or they take off running towards the car for some reason with the headlights. I just don't understand it. I honk my horn so that they run back the way they came from. The creature can fly at fast speeds, up and over 100 miles per hour. The beast chased the witnesses to the outskirts of town, and then it ran towards the woods and it disappeared. If one of the witnesses seen it alone, he would have never said anything, but it was four of them, so someone needs to believe. Then two firefighters saw what they called a huge bird with glowing red eyes in Salem, West Virginia. Someone saw strange patterns on his TV and hearing weird, uneasy sounds outside his home when, shining his flashlight, he saw red eyes glowing back at him. There's a lot of sightings of similar creature, and they have called him the Mothman. Let's see here. Some believe that the Mothman was even responsible for a dog coming up missing. Darn creature stole their dog. Not the Mothman. Come on now. There was over 100 other sightings in 1975. A paranormal author wrote the Mothman prophecies. UFOs have been sighted around the Mothman. Richard Gere played in the Mothman. People say the Mothman was mistakenly ousted as a barred owl or an albino owl. Now on to the Jeepers Creepers and the Mothman. Creeper is taken from two siblings in Michigan who witnessed a man disposing of a bloody blanket and later discovered more blood and body parts, the license plate game, and disposal of evidence that were in the movie Jeepers Creepers are similar to the real life case. The siblings' names were Ray and Marie Thornton, who saw Dennis DePew disposing of a bloody blanket behind a schoolhouse. DePew was tailgating the siblings for about 2 miles in his green, 1984 Chevy. The siblings reported all details of the incident to the police. When the police caught up with DePew, the police had a shootout and ended in DePew's assisted suicide. This was shown on Unsolved Mysteries. The episode did reenact of events in specific details, like the license plate game, and that is how the first Jeepers Creepers movie started. The creeper is said to be hundreds of years old and has been around since man has walked upright. Damn, that has been a long time. Creeper in the movie comes back every 23 years to feed for 23 days. In the real story, not the movie, the siblings passed by the man who was standing behind his vehicle with the back doors open, changing the numbers on the license plates. He also left the side door open so you could see inside the car. The inside of the vehicle had a lot of blood all around and inside. The guy DePew evaded police for over a year before he was caught and stopped. Let's see. Marie won the first two games. The tag had GZ on it. And she screamed, "Geez, he must be in a hurry." So the GZ for the tag game, she made into the word geez, G-E-E-Z. Early that same day is when DePew went over his ex-wife's house to pick up his children. His ex, Marilyn, changed the locks. He could still get in, but she was scared of him. DePew basically didn't fight over what to give or leave for the ex-wife. The children never wanted to spend time with their father. The day he came to pick the kids up, the youngest refused to get in his vehicle, and then his siblings decided to not get in either. A fight broke out between the children and their father, and the mother jumped in. DePew pushed his ex down the steps and was beating on her while the children watched. One of the children ran for help to a neighbor's house, and upon returning, the father said he was taking her to the hospital, but they never made it to the hospital, and she was never seen alive again. She was shot and killed in the back of her head by her ex-husband. While he was eluding the police, he was sending letters to his family trying to justify him killing his ex-wife. This is a part of one of those letters. "Marilyn had many, many opportunities to treat me fairly during this divorce, and she chose to string it out, trick me, lie to me, and when you lose your wife, your children, and home, there's not much left. I was too old to start over." 3 months after the murder, DePew sent another letter. It was 13 pages long with Bible verses and more shenanigans from DePew. And this is how the movie was made to some sort, how Jeepers Creepers is compared to the Mothman. I will give a little bit of fun facts. Camp Randall Stadium. The stadium's location was once a Civil War training ground and a prison. Tailgaters have reported seeing these ghosts often dressed in period uniforms and appearing injured. old-time military uniforms, Army, Navy, National Guard, you know. So, let's see. Some believe these apparitions are linked to the site's history and the spirits of those who died there. Okay. Ghosts are thousands of years old. Ghosts come in all cultures. Scientists research about ghosts, even though they love to say that it's not real because it's not scientifically proven. But somehow, some way, they are still out there searching. And they come up with stuff that we've already known, and it shocks them. The U.S. is the most haunted country in the world, is what I've read online. The first Queen of England is Bloody Mary. Now, I never knew that, if that is true. That's crazy. Abraham Lincoln still haunts the White House. Man, that was a long time ago. What are we, like, 300 years ago? Oh my gosh. 400 years ago? That is crazy. Oh my gosh. All right. So, ghosts are more active at night. I believe I think I knew that one. And the first ghost story backdates to 1500 BCE. So, I wanted to let y'all know, thank you for coming and listening for this one. I will have another one up in a couple of days. It will be as often as possible until football season. And then it will be 2 paranormal episodes and 1 football episode with me and my son. So, have a good evening. Please like, share, and review. And also, please allow yourselves to email me any kind of spooky story, apparition you've seen, any kind of Hat Man, Mothman, any kind of cryptic that you've seen. Or you may have a story for somebody else that you would like to have read on the podcast. I will be greatly appreciative to read that. So I'm going to get off of here now. It's getting late and I have to get up early for my full-time job. So ciao ciao for now, and thank you again for listening.